Yep. Thursday. Yep. Let me give you. There was one change from yesterday in our injury report. Antone Smith went from out yesterday, and he was limited in his participation. So Harry Douglas did not practice again. And Jonathan Babineau, Palmer, Garrett Reynolds were limited participants in practice today. So with that, Daryl, what do we got?
Coach, could you talk about the Eagles and kind of the dichotomy of the yards they've been able to put up as opposed to the points and so forth?
Well, they've moved the ball extremely well. They've had a number of turnovers this season, and a lot of those turnovers have taken place in the red zone. So they've gotten a lot of yardage, but they have turned the ball over when they've gotten down in the red zone. So that's probably the thing that stands out the most.
Could you talk about their ability and their depth along the defensive line? They've got a lot of guys on the first and second team there.
They've got some guys that can really rush the passer. Not just their two starters, but their backup guys. They've got a guy that hasn't even been able to basically dress that's a darn good rusher. And Coach Washburn, probably one of the first defensive line coaches to really work a rotation. And he does a really good job, and he's always tinkering with it. He'll change it from game to game. He really studies matchups and looks at guys' strengths and weaknesses. And it's been the strength of their team. Even though their sack numbers are down this year, they've done a nice job in putting pressure on the quarterback.
When it comes to the bye week, do you think it's a good time to make personnel changes if you're going to make a change in the starting lineup?
Well, I think you have a better opportunity to evaluate during the bye week when you're in the routine of going through the the games, and you've got a set deal that on Monday you're doing this, Tuesday you're doing that, and you're into your game planning. You don't really get an opportunity to sit back and evaluate on all levels. So I think that you'll see that there's teams that will make a lot of changes if there's going to be changes on their personnel that may take place during the bye week.
How fine is the line between coming out ready and prepared and coming out maybe a little rusty or flat after the bye week?
It's a fine line. It's a fine line in everything that we do. I think you can see what takes place each weekend, whether you're on a bye week or not. It's a fine line whether you're going to win or lose. And, we don't want to be underprepared, and we don't want to be overworked. I think our guys have done a nice job. We had a nice start to the week on Monday, working on Falcons, and we've had two spirited practices. The guys seem to be fresh and ready to go.
Coach, speaking of spirited, speak a little bit about Asante and his practices this week.
Well, Asante's practices are probably not any different than any other week. Asante's very vocal. You guys hear it. And it's all in good fun. Makes the practices lively. But I think that he's excited about going back and competing against some of his old teammates. He spent a significant amount of time there, so I think he's excited about that. We're excited to go up and compete against him as well.
Do you worry about him having his emotions in check for the game, or do you talk to him about it?
Believe it or not, Asante on game day is a different guy than he is during the week. I've learned that real quick in the first six games that we played. Asante's all business on game day.